views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, my big news is that Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, is now on its brand new home of Transformation Talk Radio every week and can be heard on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we all have big news in our celestial heavens, as with Mercury getting out of its retrograde phase, and I don't know about you listeners, but for me, finally, my computer will be able to behave itself, as with all the planets will be going direct. And this unusual phase will last until February 6th when Jupiter goes retrograde. Now, the reason it's a big deal is because it signifies a time of forward movement, a time of action and exploring our passions. And this rare event of all the planets moving forward gives us the sign that divinely orchestrated events will now be on offer for us to embrace. And it's about time, many of us are saying, because many of us experienced the frustration of 2016, and some of us actually felt like we were being held back and that there was no forward movement for our projects and our endeavors. Yet with Mercury going forward, it's as if the fog has lifted and we'll have greater clarity as to the path on which we want to proceed. And some of those bends and twists in the road will present to us absolutely synchronistic opportunities and connections that will magically change our lives in a New York minute. Where we were once feeling stagnant and like nothing was happening or working out, it's as if we're now living in rarefied air that suddenly reveals new information, new people for us on how to move easily and gracefully towards the fulfillment of our dreams. If we let go to expectation and to attachment as to what our life should look like, and we open up to dancing with the divine for the highest expansion of our soul, well, the Posse of Angels is saying that 2017, if we allow it to be, will be the roller coaster ride of our lives. This will only happen if we allow ourselves to be led for our highest good. And while many of us have been asking for a long time for the signs on how to proceed, it was we who were not ready to see those signs yet and to step forward. With the planets all going forward, the posse of angels is asking us if we are ready to take advantage of the signs that God and the angels will be sending us on how to move forward. All we need to do is to listen, to be open to change, and allow ourselves to be led to miracles. I love the quote that I created, which is, "Let go of the steering wheel of life so that God and the angels can drive you around to all of the miracles." Now, if you are a new listener to Angel Healing House Radio, just a heads up that before taking calls for those free channeled messages from myself and the Posse of Angels, I take about 20 minutes or so to read out today's topic, which the Posse of Angels have entitled, "Dare Yourself in 2017. Now, to start today's program, the Posse of Angels is asking, have you given any thought to what you intend for this year? It is very true that all manifestation is a co-creative effort. From a higher point of view, or an angel's view, we can clearly see that the how and the when of life working out for us is under the providence of God and the angels. And because we are powerful creators, blessed with free will, our effort along with spirit is to establish our intentions, our dreams, and our wishes, and then to fuel them with our passion in order for the angels to do their part to bring about their fulfillment. So all manifestation starts with intention and passion. And within that list of new goals for 2017, which you might have written down, the Posse of Angels is asking us and is inquiring if there's anywhere within that list of goals, if there's anywhere that you have dared yourself. Now, that's an interesting question. They wish to remind us that the dictionary definition of dare is to have the courage required to do something, to be challenged, to execute an act that takes nothing less than being bold and brave. To dare could also mean to defy the conventional and established ways of doing things, or to have the nerve to actually try something different. Now, the Posse of Angels is alluding to whether you have the audacity to experience a magical, extraordinary life that is so large, that is so amazing, that you may even be a bit scared of it. Okay, they don't want you to be afraid, but in order to grow, we have to step into the unknown. And this could certainly bring up a little bit of anxiety and trepidation. What they are leading to is that they wish us to dare to imagine a new life, a different life than we ever thought we could possibly have. Now, don't get them wrong. This is not to say that there is anything wrong with the life that you are choosing to create and to live, but they really want us to release all restrictions and release all expectations and have the utmost faith and trust in God and the angels to create the most unbelievable life, to be of best service for ourselves, for others, and for the planet. The frustrating thing with most people is not that their dreams don't come true, but the life that they settle on is not representative of what their heart truly longs for. You know, many times this results from believing that they are not worthy and they're not deserving of having an extraordinary life. And, you know, they might say for themselves, they might dream, but they might say, who am I to have such amazing experiences happen for me? Many people do not allow themselves to let go of what is either a compromise or that which is just okay. Maybe they're settling for less than they so richly deserve in order to realize a miraculous life. And while this miraculous life is very different for each one of us, probably as different and unique as every single person on the planet, the life that the Posse of Angels is speaking about can be defined this way. The miraculous life they speak about goes beyond prescribed limits of what is normal, what is accepted, as it has no boundaries. A life which is not restricted to a certain age, to one's gender, perhaps to one's cultural background, one's financial circumstances, one's achievements, one's certifications, or it's not held to any other restriction. Allow yourself to march fearlessly into the unknown, the unfamiliar, with just your faith in God and yourself. The faith and profound belief that not only will everything be okay, but it will yield you experiences beyond your wildest dreams. Now, this kind of daring of oneself, well, it's certainly not for the faint-hearted, for it has us releasing and letting go of all that is comfortable and all that is known. One of the major reasons that we feel uncomfortable with experiencing something new is that we have not given ourselves permission to leave our known world. And in order to give ourselves permission to welcome in the absolutely unbelievable, we must choose to suspend our belief in what is possible. So, in this year of 2017, this brand new year, I've put together three sentences which I will repeat in 2017. And this is a little bit of my mantra, and perhaps you would like to accept it if you dare yourself. It goes like this. In 2017, I give myself permission to feel uncomfortable so that I can experience the absolutely unforgettable, the memorable, the remarkable, and the exceptional. In 2017, I give myself permission to live a life in which what manifests to fulfill my heart's longings surprises me in ways that I never could possibly imagine. In 2017, I dare myself to live a life so miraculous that only the hand of God could have orchestrated the magical opportunities and connections that answered the fulfillment of my heartfelt longings and dreams. By daring oneself in 2017 to go way beyond anything that we have known before, we must surrender our expectations as to what life should look like or has to look like. We must desire to taste, to sense, to feel, and to experience life to the fullest. And you know what? That scares a lot of people. For if we truly wish for this to happen, we must let go of the attachment to all that we created and to all we may get our identity from as to who we think we are. For if my identity is cemented to, let's say, my accomplishments, my certifications, my titles, and my achievements, then how can I possibly grow more? How can I expand more? How can I learn and experience more about my infinite, multidimensional self, who is boundless and merely unlimited potential? Once we do this, we open space for God to breathe miracles into our lives. You know, listeners, dare yourself in 2017 to go with your heart. Dare yourself to have more fun, to giggle and wiggle and play more. Okay, back up. If you are a new listener to Angel Healing House Radio, I often speak about my wiggle within. Whenever the universe presents me with something in answer to my wishes, and I wiggle with excitement, even though I cannot logically or rationally figure it out, I take immediate, inspired action towards it without hesitation because I know that it was sent specifically for me as a sign to take that inspired action. And on the other side of that is always miracles and rewards for me. Just a suggestion, it might be a great time in 2017 to create your own wiggle within. Listeners, dare yourself to create for creation's sake, because you are a powerful divine creator. One of the greatest secrets of life is that it is this playful energy of unbridled fun and joy that speaks the same sparkly, bright, light, high-frequency language of the universe. And that sparks manifestation into physical form. People think that they have to work harder, they have to push themselves, they have to worry and stress and control things, when in actual fact, it's by us having more fun, more, and allowing ourselves more creative expression in our lives that speaks the same high-frequency language as the universe that sparks those manifestation energies. Listeners, dare yourself to live in the present moment and really trust that God and the angels will always send you carefully chosen and created signs and messages to direct your life to be of best service for your soul. Not a life that your ego wants, more money, more fame, more success, not a life that follows the rules, and certainly not a life that you have to obsess over or a life that you have to worry and try to figure out. Please remember, the Posse of Angels are reminding us that life was never meant to be figured out, for it was meant to be experienced. Dare yourself to live a life of grace. To live in grace is to experience awe and a reverence for all life. It is to live in perpetual gratitude and unconditional love and being in harmony with yourself, with others, and God's source. To allow oneself to live in grace, one seeks integration of the mind, the body, and the spirit with the way of nature. And so much of how we feel is aligned with Mother Nature, the seasons, the changing temperatures, the waning and the waxing of the moon. Grace is the spiritual freedom that occurs when one realizes that all of life is a gift and that everything comes from God's source. All of our blessings and gifts and come from that heavenly God source of ours. To change what one is experiencing, one really does have to dare oneself to change their landscape by sailing into uncharted, unknown waters. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that those of us who are awakened and living a conscious life, well, we are all tested sailors. Many have endured emotional pressures through divorces, financial instability, illnesses, and deaths of loved ones. And with the light of the divine love radiating from our hearts, we've remained on an even keel, even after this very difficult year of 2016, and we have found a safe harbor in the peace within us, having already cleared and cleansed our paths, having aligned ourselves with being of the highest service, and by actively co-creating with God's source, you know, many of us have a deep knowing that everything is fine and all will be well, even though we may find ourselves in uncharted waters in 2017. And if we do, listeners, if you do find yourself in those uncharted waters, we profoundly know that God and the angels will be the only compass we need on how to navigate. You know, I have so many people say to me, you know, I can't connect with my angels. And I remind them that they're trying too hard because all they have to do is remain in the present moment, let go of how the angels will connect with them, and then they'll be able to see the very obvious signs that are presented to them. You know, a lot of times I get my signs by when I get in the car and turning on the radio. What is the first song I hear? And I go through different phases. The song that is following me around, and I'm not surprised, and the Posse of Angels keeps shoving under my nose or in my face, is the Happy Song by Pharrell Williams. And they just want to remind me just to remain the happiest little being that I possibly could be. And then the manifestation of my dreams easily comes in. Some people get their signs from those angels through license plates. I always see what license plates are in front of me and what signs are coming out. White feathers means that angels are around. People have asked me to do a radio show on those angel signs and what they mean. So that will be coming up in this new year. So back to daring ourselves in 2017. In this way, when we dare ourselves and we let go and we surrender, many of us will align our will with heaven's will. Now, what does that mean? Well, the Posse of Angels is chiming in, and they're reminding us that if your will is aligned with the will of heaven, and you have the diligence, you have the fortitude, and you have the belief to allow your will to manifest on the earth plane, then really everyone, you can accomplish anything. The trick is to forget measuring your willpower or your success mainly on whether your expectation of your overly conceived ideas can actually be achieved. This stops so many people. The Posse of Angels is reminding us to be open, to fully receive the profound knowing that the events, opportunities, and connections that manifest for us will clearly show us what our life wants from us. Not what we want from life, but what is it that God and the angels want from us for the greatest expansion of our soul, for the greatest good of ourselves, and the greatest good of all concerns. Many people want to seek what they want out of life, but they rarely dare to ask themselves, what does life want from me? Once we let go of the attachment to what we expect, we open ourselves to receive greater rewards. You know, personally, everyone, when God began to channel books through me 10 years ago in 2006, I let go of attachment as to what would happen with them and where they would go. I didn't say, oh, that's a nice idea. Hold on, God, until I take a course and get my certification in writing. I didn't say, okay, God, only give me a few chapters, and then I'll see if that'll be picked up by a publisher before I write more. No, when God called me to be of service, to write, I diligently channeled and wrote those books, and as informed by the Posse of Angels, I didn't wait around for a publisher, I then self-published them. Once this was done, I never worried about how many copies that were selling. I never worried about where it was going or what people were saying. I knew that I was on a need-to-know basis, and that I would be presented with the opportunities and connections to present these works, these remarkable works, to the world when the timing was right and when those connections were presented to me. You know, in much the same vein, when the Posse of Angels delivered God's message and asked me to create my weekly Angel Healing House radio program 5 years ago in January 2012, to channel the messages from the Posse of Angels, I didn't say, hold on, God, I need to go to broadcasting school first. I simply dared to step up when I heard the calling in my heart, and I availed myself to be of service. And 8 weeks ago, when I received an email from Dr. Pat, the owner and creator of Transformation Talk Radio, inviting me to host my weekly radio program on this new home, I felt the same calling in my heart, and I started to wiggle and stepped up once again. With its debut show last week, Angel Healing House Radio is now going out to 100 affiliate radio stations and 120 countries. The only way that this manifested was because I dared myself to live in faith, following the word of God in my heart, and to step forward when I wiggle. And this has become the only barometer that I need to steer my journey in life. I dare to allow the divine to lead my life. In 2017, it's a time to dare yourself to step out of that comfort zone, spread your wings, and fly further, wider, and higher than you ever thought possible. Ask yourself, where do I dare to allow myself to fly to in 2017? You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio, at its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, and it can be heard weekly, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. To find out more about my remarkable channeled books, you can visit the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. When we come back after this break, we'll be taking calls from listeners who would like to receive those channeled insights and messages from the posse of angels and myself. See you on the flip side.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hough's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hough. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You are back with me, Claire Candy Hough, on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're going to go to the phone lines and pick up some callers who would like those insights from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is Ashiel. And welcome to Transformation Talk Radio and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today, Ashiel?
Good. I just want to make sure that I follow you to your new home, and Happy New Year to you. And I'm feeling great now that Mercury retrograde is over, and what's coming up.
How was your computer, your cell phone? How were all your technology during the retrograde?
For me, technology was fine. It was just me going through a lot of anxiety. You know, now I feel like it's like clearing up slowly but surely.
Yeah, this Mercury retrograde was bringing up a lot of worry in several of my clients. The most worry for them was about the unknown. You know, we've let go and we've surrendered so many things. We've really tried to clear the boards as far as, what we were attached to and what were our expectations. And so now we feel kind of like we're floating free and we haven't been anchored anywhere as yet. So it's a little feeling of trepidation. You could call it anxiety. Every time that happens to me, I just label it as an excited energy as to what's coming up. And the Posse of Angels were really, very, very determined to write this particular show today, Ashiel, on I dare myself. So what do you dare yourself in 2017?
I dare myself to have another business. I dare myself to be in an amazing committed relationship. Mm-hmm. I dare myself to have new friends in my life that's more in alignment with me.
Yep.
And I dare myself to be just happy. Yeah.
With the list that you gave, maybe you should put that last one first, because once we choose to be happy instead of choosing to be right or worried or anything like that, the increase in our vibrational frequency then increases the chances of physical manifestation for us. And so all of those other things that you mentioned would just naturally fall into place. So it's we've struggled, many of us, 5, 10 plus years to be happy and to let go of so much. So it's our time now, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's about time. That's, this new year, and I'm just putting myself, really positive and trying not to let any kind of negativity come my way and just, trying to be positive and happy all the time. It's just something that I told myself I have to, because sometimes I find myself in the past years being happy and then things change, so now I'm just going to try to maintain that, positive way of thinking all the time, no matter what's going around me or what's going on in my life, and just know that things are going to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not that we're not concerned with the rest of the world, and it's not that we're not informed about events that are happening on our planet. It's that in any given moment, we choose to remain positive, to remain compassionate, to remain joyful, and still be informed of what's going on. So did you have a question today, Ashiel, for myself and the Posse of Angels?
No, just what the angels have to say regarding my list that I just gave you.
Okay, let's see what's coming out. Let's see if they can hit any high points. Okay.
Cut it up before you go there. I see 111 on my clock.
Oh.
So hopefully it's a good sign.
111 is a great sign. So many people, find their signs through the numbers. And when I see either the 4 ones or the 3 ones or 11, those ones are assuring us that our dreams and our desires are coming true. That 111, because right after you told us what you dared to wish for in 2017, yes, they're saying that those things will come true, but just to let go of the expectation of how and when they're going to come in. The first card for you, Ashiel, is the Ace of Cups, which is a new beginning around love. Now, this could be, you said, a committed love relationship. You have really cleared so much in the emotional department or relationships, and they're saying that it's like the hand of God will present you with this new emotional start in 2017. This is also a new relationship with yourself. It's not only with a new partner, but it's a whole new beginning around this beautiful emotion of love. The second card that's coming out for you, and I don't usually read cards upside down, but I will in this case because it's so obvious It's the Three of Swords. It's the heartbreak card, but it's upside down, which means the only reason that a new beginning in love would be coming for you is because you've put to rest all of those other relationships. You've actually brought them into alignment, and now you only see them in with unconditional love and forgiveness. So bravo to you. Bravo to you. That's wonderful. And the next card is the Happy Family card. It's the Ten of Pentacles, which is the highest abundance card in the deck, but also the Ten of Pentacles is a card that's telling me that if you, whatever you take inspired action towards, especially in your business, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. So they're just saying, believe in it, take inspired action, and everything else will fall into a place. So I hope this has been helpful for you, Ashiel.
Yes, extremely helpful. What was the name of the second card?
The second card was the Three of Swords, but it was in reverse. Yes. And the Three of Swords is usually the heartbreak card. But in this instance, because it's reverse, you have put to rest all of that heartache.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm wishing you an absolutely beautiful new year and sending you lots of love. Take care.
Thank you, Jenny. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that really goes for us all, how we can, just open ourselves, surrender, let go of anything to unconditional love and forgiveness, and then just watch what comes in. Let's go to our next caller. We have Marie from Pennsylvania. Marie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And what do you dare yourself, Marie, in 2017?
Oh, daring myself to be more healthy. I've suffered very, very, very many health crises.
My gosh.
Really facing death. Death's not. Oh, quite often. Yeah. If I must say so myself. I guess my biggest question is, they put off doing a left hip replacement because I would die on a table, and now they want to do it to me, and I don't want it done. I want to do alternative type healing, so I'm looking for a left hip healing.
Okay.
Opening me up to like the seventh time in 5 years.
So, all right.
That's why I'm calling for a reading on that.
Okay, so let's go to the cards, and while I'm shuffling, the Posse of Angels are... Okay, they're putting their alternative therapist hats on that they're showing me, and they're saying, Marie, do you know that if your body is more alkaline than acid, then it is healthier and your immune system is stronger, and dis-ease has less of a chance to live in a body that's alkaline than acid? They're asking you, do you know this?
Yes, I drink alkaline water.
Okay, but your foods can either be acid or alkaline. So the first thing they're asking you to is maybe to go on the internet and to look up alkaline diets. Things like meat, wheat, dairy, sugar. These are all things that feed dis-ease in the physical body. And the more that you can either totally eliminate or drastically reduce these things, then your body starts to become healthier and truly remember how to heal itself. Let me see. Okay. Another thing is what's really important to our physical health is our emotional health, because the physical body is actually held up by the emotions in our body, because it's our thoughts, the words we say, and the feelings in our hearts that actually bolster our immune system. And if we worry, if there's stress, if there's any kind of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, any negativity in the body will start to affect the immune system and bring it down And once, you know, a lot of people say they have tension headaches. They feel kicked in the guts, you know. They feel, you know, their emotions will dictate, you know, how perhaps like, you know, migraines start when we're emotionally low. All these things bolster the physical physical body. So they're saying make sure that you keep your thoughts, the words you speak, and also the feelings in your heart as positive and as optimistic as you possibly can. And the next thing is they're saying, what do you do in any week to allow little Marie to come out and creatively play? Now, there's a little child in each one of us. And when we allow the little child to come out and play, then we're bright and we're happy. We feel nurtured and nourished. So what do you do in any given week to allow yourself to express yourself? Perhaps by drawing, by writing, by playing a musical instrument, you know, things that are active. Do you do any of those things?
Well, not. I got out of the hospital in I guess February of 2015, and basically it was almost hospice time, to put it bluntly. I couldn't get out of bed, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. I was on oxygen 24/7, so I'm really serious when I said death.
Okay.
And I decided to live, and I've graduated to a chair now, and basically I'm pretty much able to walk almost, and I'm not on oxygen all the time, and I've gotten, it's a miracle. My doctors are like in astonishment. But now they want to do this hip operation, and I'm really worried about going back to that and not getting out of bed again. So that's my worry.
Okay.
This is why I'm trying to do alternative healing. So for play, I've started to collect crystals or rocks. That's part of what I've been doing for play. And I do write a lot. I mean, I watch videos and I write things down. I don't watch TV anymore. I've run away from media. I listen to, like, radio shows like yours or on the internet, on Facebook, things like that. That's sort of my play. I can't actively play anymore because I'm in a wheelchair.
Well, the thing is, you can play even when you're in a wheelchair because playing is simply, you know, activating yourself to have that that childlike enjoyment. You can have a sketch pad.
I love collecting the crystals and looking at them and, like, you know, doing stuff like that.
Right. Well, anything that gives you enjoyment will lift your spirit and will make you feel like you're nurtured and you're nourishing yourself. The first card that's coming out for you is the Four of Wands. And this card certainly is a card of celebration. Now, it's celebrating you taking responsibility or accountability, if you want, for your health. Certainly, it's wonderful to do alternatives. You might even consider marrying that with conventional treatment and getting the best of both worlds. But they're saying do continue to look into alternative forms. I mean, I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I know that Reiki helps enormously in those who have had long-term illnesses because it improves the immune system. So they're saying to look up in your area a Reiki practitioner. A lot of the hospitals and hospices and cancer centers have Reiki practitioners. And get a series of Reiki treatments, as this will boost your immune system. It diminishes pain within the body, and it brings the body back to a state of calm, a state of peace. The next card coming out for you is the Two of Wands card, and this card is for you to know that in any given moment you are exactly where you're meant to be, for your soul's growth and for your lessons learned. Now, sometimes, Marie, it's very difficult to know what the lesson is. Sometimes the lessons are just acceptance, patience, you know, and forgiveness. And they're saying forgiveness for yourself is a really big thing. And the next card that's coming out for you is the wish card. Oh, my gosh. There's only 78 cards in a deck. And you, my dear, get the wish card. What do you wish for in 2017? As when that wish card comes up on my show, I get my listeners, my callers to express their wish. What do you wish for?
Oh, abundance. All kinds of abundance, because obviously when you get ill, your financial situation really changes. Because I was a corporate executive, and
it
now
does.
I'm on disability.
Right.
So I'm hoping for new opportunities to present themselves. And I have all kinds of ideas, obviously. But that wish for this year, abundance, abundance, abundance.
Well, okay, the Posse of Angels are reminding you that abundance is our nature as human beings, as spirit a spirit that's in human beings. And we have been gifted with this abundant nature. And you've been gifted that abundance includes all of those wonderful ideas that you have. I don't know if you've taken action on any of those ideas. You can still, if you have an idea, you can still go on the internet and you can still research, different avenues where you can explore those ideas of you, of yours. And every time we do this, we make movement and the universe takes note of this to send us up more opportunities and more connections to foster those ideas of ours. So the Posse of Angels are really saying you have some lovely ideas, believe in them and take some inspired action towards them. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it really has. I guess my biggest, sort of question was just the idea that I think they're sort of supporting possibly not going under the knife right now and exploring other alternative measures. Because if they delay for 3 years, what's another year trying alternative methods, correct? That's sort of
right.
The feeling I'm getting.
Correct. If life-threatening or whatever, the Posse of Angels, they're applauding you. They're applauding you for looking different ways to change the diet, change the your emotional, your emotions, change all of those things, bring more joy into your life. And by doing those things, they can't help but improve the immune system. So they're saying, Marie, go for it in 2017.
Well, thank you so very much. That was what I was looking to reinforce my already positive feelings about it. So
I really want
to thank you for that inspired information.
You're very
and
welcome.
Support.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely astounding 2017. I'm sending you lots of love and angel blessings. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you to Marie. And let's go to our next caller, David Brown from Hollywood, California. You on the line?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Hello?
Can you
hear
me?
Good. How are you, Candy?
I'm very well, thank you. And do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Yeah. I mean, I've started off 2017 with just so much creativity and action. And so I guess just kind of tuning into this center that I'm starting out here in Hollywood called Gaia Mother Life Center. And currently it's like on a GoFundMe campaign and then a lot of speaking stuff. So just kind of checking in, I guess, just a check-in.
Okay, that sounds great. Actually, the center, they said the center is very blessed, David. And they're saying all of those things, all of these things are going to come together in ways you can't possibly ever imagine. So all you need to do is be a good foot soldier and just whenever they tell you to do something is just to take inspired action towards it. They're applauding the center.
Yes.
They're also saying something about a new book, and they love the new book.
Great.
They love the new book, and they can't wait for that to come out and to start touching people's lives. And you do know that you have many other books inside of you, don't you?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, I spoke on Sunday. It was really the first time that I kind of owned the gift that I have, which is in speaking, writing, leading, creating, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, definitely. And then from that point, as you just mentioned, I mean, I just finished my third book. So now I'm in the process of going, as you know, going through the process of editing the book.
Sometimes the channeling of the book and bringing it forth, that's the easy part, but then the hard slog is going through it back again and editing it and grammar and punctuation and spelling and all of these things. And by the time it comes into book form, it's surreal by the number of times that you've gone over it. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely friend Dee in Hollywood. Okay. Oh, gosh. Perfect card. I don't have to pull any other cards for you. The Three of Pentacles is that card of everything you're doing now, you will be financially remunerated for. You will be recognized and promoted by people in high places, meaning people who can help you further your projects and endeavors and bring you that abundance, bring you that financial remuneration through your center, through your books, through your speaking, and it's all going to come full circle. And I want your autograph now because you're going to be too busy to give me your autograph later on. And you got the wish card.
I'll send it to you at your studio.
Okay. You got the wish card, and I did shuffle. What do you wish for, Dee?
Just wish for this center to just start moving a little quicker, even though I know that it's just part of nature, right? So I wish for the center, and I wish for a beloved companion to be next to me when I open this center.
And they will be either they will be then or they will come from the connection with the center. And the next card that you get is the Fool card. And you are anything but a fool. The Fool card is that starting over and just release all expectations as you go forth and you know that all you need to do is just keep this childlike wonder and awe and enchantment about what is going to open up for you. So I hope that's been helpful.
It has, and I'm glad that you're on Transformation Radio because you're a magnificent human being and a wonderful angel here on the planet, and I'm glad that millions of people can actually hear what you're about and your message. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, David. Have an absolute blessed day. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. And thank you to those who are listening to this on the archive show. All my archive shows are on the Transformation Talk Radio site. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase copies of my inspirational books, Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please go to the Angel Healing House website. You can always book your intuitive counseling session and angel readings at angelhealinghouse.com, and that number to call is 831-277-3716. Until next time, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. And have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye. Thank you.